This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Several inches of snow fell along the Front Range overnight, and Colorado's eastern plains are now mostly free of extreme drought conditions. Federal drought data show a 10% drop in extreme drought from a week ago. It was a wet January for much of the state, including the Front Range. There were some places that got three times the normal amount of snow for the month. But severe drought still plagues more than half of Colorado. Statewide snowpack amounts are just about normal for this time of year. Colorado Parks and Wildlife airlifted 21 bighorn sheep by helicopter earlier this week. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
CPW says it wants to rebuild a herd that historically occupied Beaver Creek Canyon, southwest of Pikes Peak. Disease wiped out many of the bighorns in that area over the last 40 years. Wildlife staff used bait to gather sheep from the Rampart Mountain Range under a giant net held up by collapsible poles. Once the net dropped, a team of about 60 people, including biologists, vets, and volunteers, rushed in to check the sheep's health and get them ready for transport. The blindfolded sheep were then strapped into big orange sacks, driven 2 hours to a helicopter, then flown 10 minutes to their new home. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Prices for goods and services around the Denver area rose nearly 1.5% over the last 2 months. That's according to U.S. government data. Over the last year, they were up almost 8%, mirroring increases across the U.S. It's cold this morning along the Front Range, highs today in the 40s. This is CPR.